Some writers know what they're going to write before they start. They know what the novel is about, how it ends, and what happens in between. They know who their characters are. They prepare a comprehensive synopsis and a detailed chapter outline. Once they begin, they write 1,000 words before lunch and are done for the day. That's not the way I write. I never start with a plan, but sometimes I do start with an idea, although it's usually a vague one. An idea for me might be that I'd like to write about a 15-year-old who chooses to have a baby. Other times, I don't have that much to go on. I'm angry or curious about something I saw or read. I hear an anecdote that would make a good book. Someone says something that sounds like a great title. That's how I begin. With a vague idea, or a great title, or an anecdote about people I never met. I'm not really interested in plot. I appreciate the need to have something that at least looks like a plot, but I let it find me rather than the other way around. When I began my last novel, all I had was an image in my mind of the funeral of a teenager. Mourners were weeping and taking selfies. The dead girl's best friends were poleaxed by grief and disbelief. But I had no idea who these people were or what had happened to the girl in the coffin. Not until I started writing and the characters came forward, taking charge and becoming as real to me as anyone I know. Writing for me is part channeling, waiting for the characters to show me the story, and part treasure hunt, wondering where we'll end up. It's as if the novel is a house. It's a big house, and I have to get into it to find out what's going on there. But the house has scores of doors, and I don't know which is the right one, so I open one after the other, hoping to get inside. And you can forget the 1,000-words-a-day routine. I can spend 8 hours at my desk and be lucky if I have a page to show for it. Some days, I only write 12 words, and when I look at them in the morning, I realize they are the wrong words. Writing is one of the few things that never gets easier. Novels are organic, growing, the way they want, and each one is different. You have your voice, your style, and your skills, but when you face that blank page, no matter how many books you've written, it might as well be the first. Sometimes you start, and then you start again. Sometimes it feels as if your novel is trying to kill you, or at least maim. Often you think you will never finish. Sometimes you don't. The amazing thing is that most of the time, you do.